by two Shelby County deputies or sheriff's deputies in December after he was seen trespassing in a private residence. Deputies say they had to subdue him and a search of his person found a device that included a plastic cylinder with gunpowder wrapped with electrical tape, and the device had .22 caliber bullets taped to the outside. Construction work will continue to restrict lanes on eastbound Interstate 80 near Council Bluffs through the weekend. The DOT closed the left lane of eastbound I-80 between exit 1, I-29, and exit 1B, South 24th Street, last night at 10 p.m. That'll continue to be closed until Monday at 6 a.m., weather permitting. Democratic U.S. Representative Leonard Boswell has filed a defamation lawsuit against Iowa activist Ed Fallon after Fallon alleged that he was offered an $80,000-a-year job to not run against the congressman in 2008. The Des Moines Register reports that the lawsuit was filed Friday in Polk County District Court. Fallon, a former state lawmaker, challenged Boswell in the 2008 Democratic primary but lost. Fallon made the allegation earlier this week in an email to friends and on his website. He alleged that Boswell sent an aide to offer him the job and claimed that the aide described Boswell as power-hungry. Boswell denied the allegations on Friday. The eight-term congressman is in a tough campaign against Republican and fellow incumbent Representative Tom Latham. Authorities have arrested a Des Moines motorist who allegedly hit a construction worker while driving drunk. 41-year-old David Westmoreland of Des Moines was charged with operating while intoxicated, driving with a suspended license, and failure to yield to a pedestrian. The worker was taken to a hospital for leg and possible other injuries. Westmoreland taken to the Polk County Jail. Bail set at more than $5,500 bond. State Executive Director of USDA's Farm Service Agency, John R. Whitaker, announced that disaster assistance under FSA's Supplemental Revenue Assistance Program begins on October 22nd. In order to be eligible for SURE, a farm or ranch must meet the following requirements: at least a 10% production loss on a crop of economic significance, insured all economically significant crops, been physically located in the county that was declared a primary disaster county or contiguous county by the Secretary of Agriculture under a secretarial designation. Without that disaster designation, individual producers may be eligible if the actual production on their farm is less than 50% of normal due to the natural disaster in 2011, and other insurance qualifications do apply. Those producers that suffered a loss in 2011 are encouraged to visit their local FSA office to learn more and to apply. For more information about the SURE program and other disaster assistance programs from the FSA, visit their website, fsa.usda.gov. The Omaha Nighthawks football team is in mourning the death of its player personnel director, Greg Miller. The 57-year-old died Thursday in Grand Island. His son, Mike Miller, said he died of natural causes. That was a day before they played their first game of the year. The University of Iowa College of Law says it did not hire a prominent anti-abortion activist to its faculty because she performed poorly in a job interview and not because of her conservative politics. The Iowa Attorney General's office is representing the law school and its former dean against a lawsuit filed by Teresa Wagner, who claims she was passed over for jobs because of her views and affiliation with conservative groups. It filed a brief on Friday arguing that Wagner gave inexplicable and disqualifying answers that caused professors to reject her. Wagner had worked for the National Right to Life Committee and edited a book about the anti-abortion movement. Republicans have latched onto the lawsuit as an example of liberal bias at public universities. Trial is set for October 15th. In Davenport. A man who says he lied to the Federal Emergency Management Agency on an application to get disaster benefits following the June 2008 Eastern Iowa flood has pled guilty in federal court in Cedar Rapids. 53-year-old Terry Hawkins, formerly of Cedar Rapids, is in a plea agreement with federal prosecutors, said that he made false statements to FEMA in an application for rental assistance in 2008. He made additional false statements through August of 2009. He had obtained $8,802 in rental assistance from FEMA. He was convicted Friday of one count of disaster benefits fraud and will be sentenced later. He's free on bond currently. The maximum penalty is 30 years in prison, a $250,000 fine, and 5 years of supervised release following the prison term. The Secretary General of the United Nations will speak in Des Moines at the World Food Prize Award ceremony in October. World Food Prize Foundation President Kenneth Quinn says Ban Ki-moon has accepted an invitation to speak October 18th. Quinn, a former U.S. ambassador, says it's especially meaningful for the top U.N. executive to speak at this year's award ceremony because this year's winner has worked to build peace throughout the Middle East. Daniel Hillel helped develop micro-irrigation technology in Israel and has worked to spread it to some of the world's driest climates. The technology carries water through narrow plastic pipes to plants, where it drips or trickles into the roots in a continuous way. He was named winner of this year's $250,000 World Food Prize in June. Campaign aides say Republican vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan will visit eastern Iowa next week. The Wisconsin congressman will headline a rally Monday at Loras College in Dubuque, then visit Clinton, the Davenport area, and Muscatine on Tuesday. It's his fifth trip to Iowa since being named Mitt Romney's running mate. The campaign for Democratic President Barack Obama says Vice President Joe Biden will return to Iowa next week as well. Obama's campaign announced Friday that Biden will speak at an event Thursday, but didn't give any specifics. That announcement came on the day that First Lady Michelle Obama held a campaign rally at the University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls. That was yesterday. Now is the time to plan and plant for future gardens. The Cass County Master Gardeners Organization is offering a total of $1,500 in grant money to be used by the end of this year to encourage gardening and grow food and or beautify surroundings. The money may also be used for educational purposes. Any not-for-profit group in Cass County or individual may apply. Schools, churches, libraries, 4-H clubs, scouts, and individuals working to improve their communities can use the money to begin or improve gardens or landscaping, or to provide education for their members or the public. Each grant has a maximum of $500. The application must also include plans for teamwork and sustainability. Consideration for the environment is also an important selection factor. Application should be completed as soon as possible, and grant requests will be evaluated and awarded in the order they are received. Information and forms are available on the Cass County Extension website at extension.iastate.edu/cass. And a Master Gardener program trains volunteers to develop their knowledge and skills in horticulture. These volunteers then give back to their communities through gardening service and education. Take a look at world headlines here at this hour. A problem with questionable voter registration forms filled out on behalf of the Republican Party of Florida appears to be spreading across the state. It was the first thought to have been an isolated issue in one county, and state Republican officials already have fired the vendor it had hired to register voters and took the additional step of filing an election fraud complaint against the company. His family says it's an explanation, not a justification. Relatives of the man who killed five people at a sign-making company in Minneapolis said he had endured years of mental illness. Police say Andrew Engeldinger had been fired hours before Thursday's deadly rampage. Officials say online attacks that buffeted U.S. banks appeared to be easing. A spokesman for PNC Bank says while traffic remained heavy Friday, the flow was gradually returning to normal. The perpetrators remain a mystery, and one security expert says he is suspicious of claims of responsibility purportedly made by Islamists angry at an anti-Muslim movie. Still no sign of Illinois Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. 5 weeks before the election. More than 3 months have passed since Jackson was apparently hospitalized for severe depression and gastrointestinal problems. There have been few updates on his condition. His home in Washington is for sale, and his wife says he'll come back to work only when a doctor approves. Los Angeles authorities are hoping the sequel to Carmageddon turns out to be as inconsequential as the original. After weeks of warnings to drivers to stay away, a 10-mile stretch of one of the world's busiest freeways is shut down. If all goes according to plan, it'll stay that way until a bridge is rebuilt before the Monday rush hour. A contractor faces a penalty if the work isn't done on time. Taking a look now here at your funeral announcements here this morning. Bertha Hansen, age 88, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Bertha Hansen will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Kenneth Hansen, age 75, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Kenneth Hansen will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Leola and Kirk Timmerman of Carroll have died. Graveside services for Leola and Kirk Timmerman will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Manning Cemetery. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Pamela Jean Putnam, age 54, of Oakland, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Pamela Jean Putnam will be held today at 1 p.m. at the Reek and Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Larry Beckendorf, age 57, of Exira, died Tuesday at his home in Exira. Funeral services for Larry Beckendorf will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Virgil Crouch, age 96, of Irwin, died Thursday at the Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Virgil Crouch will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Methodist Church in Irwin. And Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Jeffrey D. Jones, age 21, of Earlham, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Jeffrey D. Jones will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Earlham Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has the arrangements. Dolores Faye Spillers, age 88, of Redfield, died Thursday at the Kavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dolores Spillers will be held Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Redfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Redfield has arrangements. Arnold Duvall, age 70, of Lacona and formerly of Kimbleton, died on Tuesday. Services for Arnold Duvall are pending at the Hamilton Funeral Home in Des Moines. Virgil Crouch, age 96, of Irwin, died Thursday at the Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Virgil Crouch are currently pending with the OD Funeral Home in Manila in charge of the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this 8 o'clock hour here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.